Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the news hour. He is dapper, he is dashing, and he has the best job in town, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Greg Edwards. He's from the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in the greater Des Moines Metro. Good to see you again, Greg.
Good to see you, Michael.
How
thank you.
How in the world have you been, sir?
I've been good. Yeah. Been a busy summer, busy year.
Oh, come on.
Great year.
Nothing's going on.
Yeah, really, really.
The new Convention Center Hotel has been a reality now.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that piece of land there on the river where the old Y was.
Right.
That is going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, that's a valuable piece of property, and the city will do its best to find the best thing to go in there, that's right. For sure.
How important is this new hotel, do you think? I mean, you're the guy that helps bring all of these super things to the Des Moines Metro. How important was that?
Very important. You know, ever since the Iowa Event Center got built, we've ran into meeting planners from all over the country that said, boy, we love Des Moines, we love the location, we love the package, but you do not have a connecting hotel to your convention center. And they could go literally about anywhere, Omaha, Cedar Rapids, Kansas City, Minneapolis, on and on and on with connecting hotels. And they would say, come back and see us when you get that hotel. Mm. You know, and there's things like the Lions International Convention. That brings in like 8,000 people. They wow. will now take a serious look at Des Moines. And there's a probably 30, 40 groups that we had in our back pocket that we're now working with trying to lure them to Des Moines.
When you talk about luring somebody to Des Moines, what do you have to give up? Or what, you know, that's one of the big things that we report on the business news every single day. And we see loads of money being shuffled off to very successful companies so that
sure.
they'll build buildings around here. What is it that the Convention and Visitors Bureau has to give up when they're getting people to come here?
It's just like any sales process. Mm. You know, we meet with the planner, we meet with the organization, we find out what is it, what are your true needs? What do you want in a convention city? What do you want in an event city? It may be, you know, cost is our number one objective. It may be location. We got to have low costs on hotel rooms. We got to have great airline access. I mean, it could be a multitude of things. And then we go back and put together the best package mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these groups, you're right, we do not pay them off, but we'll offer them incentives. We'll say, hey, we're going to give you the convention center for free, or we're going to give you an opening reception that we're going to pay for your attendees. You know, different things like that. We're going to offer you shuttle service for your attendees.
Just something.
Whatever it is yeah. to put us over the top, which is kind of what we did when we lured the NCAA here finally. You know, we went to our corporate partners throughout the community and said, how can you help us? And they came in very strong with corporate dollar support, which then helped offset a lot of our costs at the building and things like that. Didn't cost the taxpayer a single dime. But we were able to lure them in because of corporate support.
Now, that's one of the – Greg Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. If you couldn't tell, you can hear that voice and you know immediately who's in the studio with us. One of the things I think that's interesting is how does the Convention and Visitors Bureau – how are you funded? Is it through corporate donors?
We're funded a couple different ways. Our primary funding is hotel motel tax. So when a guest spends the night in a hotel in anywhere of the metro hotels, 15 communities we represent, they pay an additional hotel tax. That tax goes to our organization, it goes to Bravo, and it stays within the city. So that's our primary funding. So really, our incentive to bring more business and more visitors to Greater Des Moines is simply that.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And then we have huge corporate support. We have over 900 partners out there, ranging from the large companies to restaurants, hotels, attractions, things that get direct benefit from what we do as
sure. well.
Well,
and it is all about what they call clean money.
That's
when,
right.
When you bring individuals to your community, that's it means that people from out there are helping support what's going on in here.
You bet. Yeah, it supports many things, jobs, you know, and it's not just flipping
huge.
Burger jobs, but it's all kinds of jobs throughout the metro.
And aren't we so lucky to live here?
We really are.
In this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been here since 79, and I remember coming here and going, oh, my God, this is the capital of Iowa?
Yeah, and a lot of people remember those days, sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's come a long, long way.
Oh, boy. You know, and so proud to be part of this burgeoning community and with all of the things that we have going on. And one of the things that we have going on that starts on the 19th is Restaurant Week. How is it that the Convention and Visitors Bureau is involved in all this?
We got involved from day one. I'll tell you, the mastermind behind this was a young lady by the name of Connie Weimer.
We were just talking about her last half hour.
Great, great lady, great community leader, of course, owner of the Business Record and many, many other things around the city. But she came to us, and she was in San Francisco or somewhere, a big city. And she said, hey, they do this Restaurant Week every year. Really seems like a cool thing to do. We're now at the point where we've got all these locally owned restaurants. Let's try it here. So, gosh, I don't know how many years we've been doing it now, maybe 10, 11. Let's try it here. So we tried it. We always run it in August, kind of right after the state fair. It's slow time for restaurants. People are getting the kids ready for school, cutting back on expenses, things like that. The restaurants said, heck yes, we'll jump in and do this. So we've got now 38 restaurants involved in this thing, all locally owned, from all over the metro. It's not just a downtown deal. And for $28, all during this time period, from August 19th to the 28th, $28, you can get two lunches for that price, or you can get a three-entree dinner for $28.
Yeah, see, and one of the things that you just mentioned, Greg, and I think this is so important to drive home, is the sheer number of locally owned restaurants that we have now here in the metro. As a matter of fact, 38 restaurants, we've got 10 days or so to get this whole thing done. We're going to be hard-pressed to make them all.
You're exactly right.
But I think that speaks well not only to the community as a whole, but also the interest that we have in locally sourced products and food by chefs and creators here in the metro.
You better believe it, yeah. And you think about yourself. When you travel to another city, you're generally, you may eat at a franchise restaurant or to fast food or whatever on your trip along the way, but you're looking for where do the locals eat.
Right.
And that's what people are coming here for. You know, 4 years ago during the Iowa caucuses, we had the wonderful articles written in the New York Times and what have you about the great restaurants, what a cool place Des Moines is.
That was 4 years ago.
That was 4 years ago. Things have changed dramatically since then. I mean, you looked at just the last couple months, just off the top of my head, three great new restaurants in the metro. Gilroy's in West Des Moines, the old Jimmy's on 8th Street.
Right.
You've got Bubba's that just opened a couple weeks ago.
Right next door is Magnolia.
Yeah, Magnolia, right next door to the Des Moines Radio Group
table
here on Locust. Table 28.
I mean, you could go on.
You got
and
Vivian's
on.
Down in the old Kirkwood Hotel.
And
yeah.
A new place is opening up next month in Windsor Heights.
Yes.
Sassoon.
Oh, that's right. I read about that.
David Baruthios and
yeah.
Michael Crownover. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Michael's coming in on Friday of this week to kind of give us a
cool
peek of what's going
you
on.
You know that's going to be a winner,
oh, yeah.
too.
It's going to be
no
great.
No doubt.
Yeah. So Restaurant Week also has kind of a gimme to this as well. And that's a bit of a contest?
You bet, yeah. You know, in years past, Michael, we used to give a grand prize away. We gave away win a weekend to Puerto Rico 1 year. To Sonoma, California 1 year, to Miami, all these big destinations. And we sat back
Why
and we thought,
that?
Hey, we don't want these people leaving town. And plus, with all these great restaurants, let's give away local prizes.
There
so this
go.
Year, we changed it up. We're going to, whenever people eat at a restaurant during that week, save your receipt, turn them in, and you will, if you turn in four receipts, you'll qualify for one of these prizes. Prizes range for brunch at Americana, a brewery tour, drinks at Roca, a cuisine class at the Des Moines Social Club, a cooking class at the Cheese Shop at the Shops of Roosevelt, drinks and dessert at Creme de Cupcake, you know, all this different
stuff.
So all kinds of great stuff you can win just by entering.
So make sure that you save your receipts, and then do we send them where? Do we give them to the proprietor of the place?
Or? You'll staple them together, and you'll actually send them to business publications corporations. And you can get all this information at catchdesmoines.com/restaurantweek, and it'll show you all the things to do.
And we will have links on our radio blog for all of that as well.
Good
easy,
deal.
Easy to do that. You know, our good friend, Chef Michael Leo from the Strudel House, has taken part this year.
Good.
So he's going to be, you know, kind of doing his thing about Austrian food and European food.
Well, it's, you know, the chefs, we've got very talented chefs here, as you know.
You know, Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association was in not too very long ago talking about how now people in Minneapolis and Chicago and other places are going, what are you guys doing down there?
Exactly.
Anyway, you guys have got quite the restaurant business going.
Yeah. There's a lot of people asking, what is that secret sauce you got down there in Des Moines?
And we got a lot of it, too.
Yes, we do. Darn right.
His name is Greg Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. He is the man in charge of the place called the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. Anything coming up quickly that we ought to know about?
Really, the biggies, I'll tell you, we had a super summer, you know, not only the regular stuff, but we had 5,000 square dancers here in June. We just 2 weeks ago had the American Cheese Society.
Right, that was huge.
The next biggie, obviously, the Iowa State Fair happening right now.
Right.
And the end of the month, the Farm Progress Show will be here up in Boone.
That's right.
Which attracts hundreds of thousands of people, but a huge impact on Des Moines. And a lot of great convention stuff yet to come this year.
All right. And you can watch, you can check out catchdesmoines.com, and you can find out all about all of these things.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks,
Edwards.
Michael.
All right. Always a pleasure to have Greg Edwards in studio with us. We've got to clear on out of here. Our thanks to Shane Goodman, who was in earlier talking about the changes in City View. And of course, Greg Edwards from the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, talking about Restaurant Week and a whole bunch of other stuff. On the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. You want some original music for your business? Get in touch with us, and we will hook you up with James. For all those folks and for you, thank you so much for having hang out with us again today. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:05. My name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.